Hi, my name is Christian Garcia, pastor of Trinity Reformed Presbyterian Church in Montrose, Colorado. And it feels like it's been quite a long time since the last episode. However, one of the questions I was sent a few weeks ago prompted me to do some research before I could answer it confidently. Today's question has to do with the benediction, and it goes as follows. What is the right body position that the congregants are to have when the pastor is extending the benediction? As I said earlier, this question required of me a little bit of research because it's easy to dismiss the question as a diaphora, that is, as something that is not as important. But on a closer examination, I have come to the conclusion that it actually is not a matter without importance. So the first thing we need to do is to understand what the benediction is. As the word itself communicates, simply put, benediction is the action of blessing others. In the context of our worship service, the benediction is very important. The moment the minister of the word lifts up his hands to bless God's people using the language of scriptures, he's not doing it in his own strength and power. He's actually, in that moment, representing God himself through the office of the pastor. This is to say that the blessing the pastor is extending to God's people is as if God himself is blessing his people. That is why the benediction is important, and we are not to miss that part of the service. God himself is declaring a blessing over his people. Not that the pastor becomes God, but it speaks for God using God's very word. Now, in the scriptures, there are some instances of benedictions, number 6 being the most common and the most famous, maybe. But the Apostle Paul and Peter continually use two kinds of benedictions. One is the greeting at the beginning of their letters, and the second is the benediction, almost always by the end of their letters. Connected with the benediction, there are no indications towards the people regarding what they are to do, how they are to put their hands, or the position of their bodies. But certainly the understanding that God himself is blessing his people is in the back of the benediction idea, and certainly in the back of the hearers' minds. And it is here, at this point, that we do get some instruction in the scriptures. If the benediction, as I said already, is God's blessing his people, and if God's people is in the very presence of God because of the action of the Holy Spirit, then it follows that the posture of the heart as well as the posture of the body matters. We are to approach God in humble reliance with reverence, reminding ourselves that we are before a thrice holy God. And if that is the attitude of our hearts, then our bodies will tend to reflect that attitude. Not that our bodies always reflect what is happening in our hearts, but that generally speaking, our bodies do give a good indication of what is happening internally at that moment. Being that the case, then, the question becomes, does Scripture give us any example of how we are to approach physically with our bodies this holy God? And the answer is yes. The most common examples that we find in the Bible have to do with our position or posture in prayer. The action of prayer itself, as you know, is coming before the presence of God in order to worship him, exalt his greatness, ask for forgiveness, lay down our petition, among others. So, for example, the Bible affirms that Abraham stood standing before the Lord in Genesis 18:22. Jesus in Luke 18 again speaks about both the Pharisee and the tax collector standing before the temple. Obviously, the posture of the tax collector reflects his humbled heart in the fact that he doesn't even look to heaven. 2 Samuel 7:18 speaks about David sitting down before the Lord. However, sitting down in the Hebrew culture may have referred to a kneeling position while sitting over one's legs. In 2 Chronicles 20, verses 4 and 5, the whole of the people of Israel stands before the Lord. On the other hand, kneeling is also commended in several places. For example, one of them is 2 Chronicles 6, verse 13, where Solomon kneels down and extends his hands to heaven. Another position is also looking up to heaven, like Psalm 121, speaking about lifting one's eyes to the hills. Here, interestingly enough, the psalmist may be looking towards the hills that surround Jerusalem and directing his gaze towards the temple where God's dwelling among men was found. Now, many more examples can be easily multiplied, but we don't have the time to deal with every single one of them here. In summary, rather, we can say that the scriptures, generally speaking, see us praying in a standing or kneeling position, and sometimes totally lying down to the floor. The most common position for corporate prayer or corporate worship, as found in the scriptures, seems to be standing. And this brings us to the answer for our question today. Finally, if the benediction is God Himself speaking and blessing to His people, then the most proper way to receive that blessing ought to be by using the body postures that we find exemplified in the scriptures with reference to prayer, which nowadays continues being that of standing. Regarding the rest of our bodies, I believe we have certain freedom. We can look up to heaven, or close our eyes, or even bowing our heads down to the floor. Since the minister, however, is lifting up his hands, extending God's blessing to the people, it's not really proper for the people to do the same thing and lift up their hands. However, extended open hands signaling reception of the blessing may also be appropriate. Now, I do hope this answer was helpful to you. I certainly enjoyed researching about this. And please don't forget to send your questions to trinityreformedmontrose@gmail.com. Again, that is trinityreformedmontrose@gmail.com. Until the next time, blessings in Christ.